Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. Dalvin Cook's agent said the Minnesota Vikings running back has not talked with Coach Mike Zimmer about reporting to camp, despite what Zimmer said during his news conference Saturday. On a conference call to address the three-year extension that Zim was awarded last week, the Vikings coach said the running back told him he will show up at training camp on Tuesday when veterans are set to report. But Cook's agent, Zach Hiller, said that conversation did not happen. He's calling Zimmer a liar. Cook is in the last year of his rookie contract, and he'll make $1.3 million this year. In June, the running back's camp announced that Cook will hold out until he receives a reasonable contract extension. A new deal for the running back has yet to be reached. Dalvin Cook's agent said the Minnesota Vikings running back has not talked with Coach Mike Zimmer about reporting to camp, despite what Zimmer said during his news conference Saturday. On a conference call to address the three-year extension that Zim was awarded last week, the Vikings coach said the running back told him he will show up at training camp on Tuesday when veterans are set to report. But Cook's agent, Zach Hiller, said that conversation did not happen. He's calling Zimmer a liar. Cook is in the last year of his rookie contract, and he'll make $1.3 million this year. In June, the running back's camp announced that Cook will hold out until he receives a reasonable contract extension. Sylvia Fowles had 17 points and 18 rebounds. Nafisha Collier scored 9 of her 11 points in the final 5 minutes. And the Minnesota Lynx rallied from an 11-point second-half deficit to beat the Connecticut Sun 77-69 on Sunday in the WNBA season opener for both teams. The 2020 season is being played in a bubble at the IMG Academy in Florida. Shanice Johnson scored 13 points for the Lynx, and rookie Crystal Dangerfield got 10 in her WNBA debut. The 1-0 Lynx play the 1-0 Seattle Storm tomorrow night. Jake Cave hit a granny. Nelson Cruz homered twice with 7 RBI. And twin starter Kenta Maeda was strong in his debut with his new team, helping Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox 14-2 on Sunday. Cruz added 2 doubles for the reigning American League Central champion Twins, who won 2 of 3 to open the season in Chicago. Maeda allowed 2 runs and struck out 6 in his 5 innings of work. Cave hitting his 2nd career grand slam. That was in the first inning. Cruz went 7-for-13 in the series with 10 RBI and 3 home runs to start the season. Marwin Gonzalez added a solo shot in the 9th for the Twins, who hit a major league record 307 home runs last season. They've got 7 in 3 games so far this season, which is on pace for 140 for the 60-game season. But they'd be on pace for 378 over a 162-game season and shatter the record they set last year. Minnesota has today off, and center fielder Byron Buxton, with his sprained left foot, could return tomorrow in the home opener against St. Louis, in which Twins right-hander Homer Bailey makes his Minnesota debut against St. Louis and right-handed starter Carlos Martinez. Michael Thompson birdied 2 of the last 3 holes Sunday for a 4-under 67 and a 4-day total of 19 under par, a 2-stroke victory finishing off his 2nd PGA Tour win 7 years after he got his first one. Adam Long took 2nd after a 64 yesterday. Richie Werenski, who shared the lead with Thompson after both Friday and Saturday rounds, had a 70 Sunday for his worst round of the tournament. Had to settle for a 9-way tie for 3rd, 3 strokes back. Tony Finau finished in the 3rd-place group 2 after he fired a 3-under, 68 on Sunday. Finau, the only one among the 5 world top 30 players in the field to reach the weekend, far outperforming fellow high-profile peers Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Tommy Fleetwood, and Paul Casey. And with the win, Thompson not only secured a spot on the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and next year's Masters, but a prize of nearly $1.2 million. In stroke play over the last 4 seasons, Finau has finished 35 rounds inside the top 3, by far the most without a win on the tour over that stretch. Tommy Fleetwood is next. He's got 20 rounds. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.